no more, because you start your day with Andrew McKay, the Pensacola Morning News, 5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Rolls out, gets hit, chunks it, and caught at the five, in for the touchdown.
Wow.
What a play.
Wow, look at that. Austin Reed improvising on the run there and takes the hit, but not only does he take the hit, he delivers a great ball downfield to Caron Ashley, who muscles his way in for six.
3:20 and counting down to play. First down, ball at the 24 as West Dow comes. Here comes some pressure. They're going to get to him. Floated, intercepted. DeAnthony Bell with his second of the season. He's got a return on, running through some defenders, running over some people. Can he pull away? He's only got Lyman to beat. Diving tackle is no good. And DeAnthony Bell takes it to the house. Interception return of close to 90 yards. D-Bell. Touchdown, Argos.
So you had a lot of scoring on offense, and you had some scoring on defense as well, and that was really the story of this game Saturday against West Alabama, was the defense, especially the defense in the first half. Here on fourth and one.
Here we go. Brings up a fourth and one here.
Can this defense collapse the middle of this line and get to battle before you can get going? And they're going to throw it. It's a screen pass out on the side. He's not going to get the first down. Oh, my word. DeAnthony Bell came up and delivered a spiritual experience to the wide receiver, the tight end, actually, with the catch over there. That was Owen Harper. And Owen Harper, you may want to ask him what his name is coming off the
field. Wow. DeAnthony Bell had a little bit of a game over the weekend, delivered a spiritual experience. I love that. Joining us now, we have Brian Henry. He's the UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communication. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, Andrew, it is always good to be back on a lovely Monday morning.
47-7, 40-0, really, but then you have all the backups in and whatnot. But this was the story here was first half. Total shutout all the way through to the very end almost, but the first half was a defensive shutout and a couple of really key defensive plays.
Yeah, I mean, West Alabama came into the game pretty much knowing they need to win to get into the playoffs, even though there's still another week to go. And they did not show up. And our defense for the last six quarters has been as good as they've been in 5 years of our history.
No, it's amazing, and especially, particularly, to see it happen in the first half, because that's been the struggle. And even in the pregame show, Pete Shinnick, Coach Shinnick, said, they threw everything at us in the first half, and then we adapt. And in this case, we adapted in advance and managed to shut them down in the first half, right?
Yeah, I mean, even the second or third play from scrimmage, Shannon Showers forced a fumble. I mean, and went out of bounds, and they retained it, but the Argos were already hitting hard and making plays and punching the ball out. And it's just good to see that aggressive attacking style. We had five more sacks in the game. I mean, we just were all over the field. Nobody was going to score any points on our defense that day.
Yeah, there was a lot of sharing of the – is it the shield or is it the sword? I can't remember. What is the prop that you guys pass around?
Well, this year they've added they have a giant wooden sword that they swing at a very flimsy metal trash can. They actually basically killed the trash can and the sword last week at Mississippi College.
Okay.
So they had to bring in the backup. And then after they do that, they sign a shield that looks like what Jason and the Argonauts would have used back in biblical times.
Okay, that's hilarious. All right, so that's the good news. Obviously, it was a big win, and especially a big game for the defense. Unbelievable game for the defense, which has been kind of the struggle this year, is keeping the other team off the board. We can score, we know that. But there was bad news midway through the game. You came on with a report about Rodney Coates, that he was out for the game with an injury. How are things looking for him going into Valdosta State next week?
I mean, they'll reevaluate him tomorrow, today. I mean, he was in a boot, and I think it was more precautionary than anything, just because you're already up 40-0, 30-0 at the half. So, I mean, we'll find out more today and the next day. I feel confident that our athletic training staff will take care of him and have him ready to go.
Yeah, anytime there's a potential injury, it's bad news. The good news is we have lots and lots of depth and talent on this offense, so we'll take that. Going into Valdosta State, what are we expecting for the last game of the year at Wahoo Stadium?
Probably the best offense and the best defense that we've seen all year, and I would think it's also the best offense and defense that Valdosta has seen all year. The majority of the teams they've played have been very run-heavy, so it's just kind of a look to see how good are their DBs against our offense. In the post-game media session afterwards, Coach Shinnick had said, if you're going to play us man coverage, we're going to find – Austin will find a man open and pick you apart all day long. So they're going to have to figure out how they want to use their free safeties and strong safety and where they want to try to double up on certain receivers and – if you do cover up the receivers, we've shown this year, our tight end, our running backs can all catch the ball. I mean, it's our offense is probably the most dangerous offense in the country.
And so we're going to have to beat them. Basically, we're going to probably have to beat them to win the championship too. So we got to beat them next week. And I mean, we don't have to get into the playoffs, but obviously it would help us. But then, you know, we're going to have to beat them most likely to get through to the championship again. Let's switch gears for just a second and talk about soccer, because this is kind of exciting news for men's and women's soccer for UWF, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Gulf South Conference tournament started yesterday. The men defeated Christian Brothers at home, and then the women won at Valdosta State. So they both moved on to the semifinals, which this year, for the second straight year, Pensacola Sports is hosting the GSC soccer tournament at Brosnahan. And so the women will play Thursday at 6 o'clock against Lee, who's either one or two in the country. They're really good. But our women's team is actually playing as well as they've played all year. So it should be an exciting game. And then the men will play on Friday at 6 p.m. in their semifinal game. And then the championship game for the women is Saturday at noon, and the men's is Sunday at noon.
So
some opportunity to see some really good soccer this weekend.
Yeah, great opportunity to bring your young kids who play soccer out, or even your older kids, you know, to go out and watch some soccer and be inspired by what's available at UWF and what the competition looks like. Are these is attendance, since it's at Ashton-Brosnahan, is attendance free? Is there a charge?
There is a charge. I don't know the exact price right now. It's on the Gulf South Conference website.
Gotcha.
At gscsports.org. But, I mean, I know Thursday they're looking for a big crowd. Just it is Veterans Day, and most schools and businesses are closed. And so the more people that can get out there and enjoy the evening, the better. I know we got a fair amount of local players on our women's team this year. And so hopefully some of their friends and family will be able to make it out and support the Argos.
Outstanding. Brian Henry, he is the Director of Athletic Communications for the University of West Florida Argos. Brian, thanks as always for the time. We'll look forward to talking about them going into the playoffs, and hopefully after a big win next week. Go Argos.
I hope it's a great win, Andrew. Yep. Have a great day.